Sup, the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and Future Bachelor only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity. This fun podcast may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast.
Hold on, little girl.
Yeah.
Show me what he's
Episode 20, Future Bachelor.
Up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through,
what's
it's
up, dude? We gotta start off with a vibe.
So come on, baby.
Come on over.
Let me be the
one to show you
that I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside,
yeah.
I hope you feel it too.
Feel it too.
Wait it all alive.
Wait it all alive.
Just to be the
next. This is one of those anthems right there.
With you.
Yeah. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And this is episode 20. Yeah, 20.
I did not know that song was by a group called Mr. Big.
Yeah, man. That was like one of the rock ballads of the 80s that, you know, you'll see on those commercials where they're just like songs from the 80s.
All those commercials of that exact type that
it's probably all the intro songs that I've been playing. So, but
get
yeah.
this collection on CD-ROM.
No, that was tape cassette for sure. That was just another song growing up I always loved. I know a lot of people out there that just, you know, when you hear that song, you're just like, it just hits you. It's a heartstring. Because I think that was like Mr. Big, you know, that was like the hair bands back in the 80s and stuff. So each hair band would be rocking out on stage.
And they all had different hairstyles.
Yeah, they all had different hair, big hairstyles.
They're all different, various signature hairstyles.
Exactly. But they always had one ballad that they could go back to make the girls like really go crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, how's it going, V? This is the last, this is kind of appropriate actually that we're doing episode 20. This is the last time we're doing the podcast in this studio right here.
Oh, yeah.
Or my living room.
It's going to be still your living room, but a different living
room. I'm like pretty excited about the move.
We're going to be closer together so we could hang out together more.
Yeah, but like, you know, I like to just think here like for a second and reminisce about all the podcasts. All the podcasts that we've recorded here, just sitting right here. Do you remember the first time we were just like, hey, what's up? My name is Sai. And you were like, hi, I'm Veronica.
Yeah. I was actually talking to one of my coworkers today. She was asking how long we've been doing this. And I was like, well, I mean, technically...
Since January,
yeah. But only, you know.
Since April.
But I was like, that's still a freaking long time.
Yeah, no,
It's crazy that we've just been doing this for weeks straight.
21 consecutive weeks if you know. We'll say 19 at the moment, but we've done podcasts every week.
We've been in this.
Was there even a week that we missed when we weren't on, like, broadcasting these?
No.
Damn, we're good.
We've been doing it.
And we have always figured out how to, like, you know, if one of us was gone, we had another co-host.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's kind of crazy, like, to think that there's 20 episodes that I can, like, listen to and we've talked about. That's, like, 20 hours of talking.
That's freaking crazy.
Yeah, like, what the heck do we have to say?
But go us. I don't know.
Yeah, shout out to us. we're talking about, since you hate calling it, like, 20th episode anniversary.
Because it's just grammatically incorrect.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, she won't let it go. So I came up with a term that we're going to call these shows that we celebrate. What would I say?
Podiversary.
We're going to call them Podiversary. So that's what we're coining on Podiversary. There you go.
Which makes sense. Like, you know, I just had my 2-year workiversary.
Workiversary,
which
huh?
technically I could just say 2-year anniversary.
And then Facebook has your friendiversaries or friendversaries or something like that. So I was just like, why don't we just call them podversaries?
There you go.
Yeah.
That's fine, because then it takes that Annie out of there, which means year.
Exactly. So,
And then I'm not upset.
Well, happy 20th podiversary to you.
Oh,
B.
Happy 20th podiversary to us.
Yes. Future Bachelor. Thank you.
Listeners.
I'd like to thank V. So, anyways, how's everything been? How was your last week? What you been up to?
Well, I was actually in Chicago / my hometown of Naperville for last week. So I was like listening to this, our last week's episode, so episode 19, back home, because I dropped last Thursday and I was back home in Naperville. I was listening to it while I was working, and then I hopped in the car with my brothers and I forgot that my phone has been Bluetooth to my mom's car as well.
Yeah.
So like it automatically kept playing, and like my brothers and one of their girlfriends were like, wait, why are we? I'm like, listen, we're listening to my podcast. Hi, guys. This is my voice in real life. And then it.
Oh, they didn't know it was you?
They were like, wait, we're listening. Why is Veronica like in stereo? What is happening?
Why is she in stereo?
Yeah, but so was there. And then I went to Lollapalooza.
Nice.
For just Friday and Saturday. This was my 7th year going to Lollapalooza.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I've been doing.
What a run.
I've been doing full weekends.
Speaking of which, I saw people like at Warped Tour recently. Isn't it like the last Warped Tour?
Yeah.
I know it has nothing to do with Lollapalooza, but I saw that and I was like seeing, I was like, oh, that's kind of
sad. Yeah, wasn't that here in Atlanta or where was that?
I'm not sure. I think it might have been. But,
I think it was.
Me and the Fly Kids actually got to perform at a Warped
Tour. Ooh, dude.
Yeah,
look
we
at
opened
you.
Up for Yellow Wolf. That
that's
was pretty
so
sick.
Cute.
Yeah, man. So.
But yeah, no, so Lalo was great. One of my favorite sets. So Cy gives me a lot of shit when I like try to like hype myself up or like when I'm, he thinks I'm like being full of myself or whatever.
Yeah, a little vain.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
So I, one of my favorite
sets. You're like, you should coin your line that's like, how, look how cute I look though. Like, that's your line right there.
Anyways, so I saw Lizzo, which if you guys don't know who Lizzo is, she's just this badass womp. And she's like, she just has great music and she's like super like body positive and just like has this like really like power female kind of stance about her. And like, she was like, yeah, like if you know, if you guys have been listening to me or following me, like, you know, I'm like really all about like self-love and like being like body positive and all that stuff. And sometimes people think that it's like I'm just being really full of myself, but it's like if I'm not full of myself, who the hell is supposed to be? And I'm like, damn straight, I gotta tell Cy this, because you know what, like journey to self-love is like a really real thing, and like I feel like especially as a woman it's much harder to like easily just like love yourself.
Okay,
of, like,
but I feel
society.
Like you're saying this to me like I don't compliment you on my own free will, not when you're like
no,
loading me up to
no,
have to say
it's,
it to
that's
you.
The thing, it's like I'm never trying to like
I'd be like, oh, that's a nice outfit. Oh, V, you look cute. I'm you look great, V.
Thank
but
you.
When you're like, dude, you're ridiculous. Thank you. No, I was just saying hypothetically. Like,
well, but thanking you for all those other times.
Yeah, but no. But then you'll be like, don't I look cute? And I'm just like, yes, you look cute, V. So
no,
you're
but
prompting
see, like, that's
me to say
the thing. It's like I'm not trying to fish. I'm not fishing for compliments. Mm-hmm. I'm just more like, let me like love myself. Damn it.
I feel you. I'd be like that sometimes too.
Just sometimes.
Come on.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sure.
So
anybody
that's
look
it.
At that Fly Kid, and you'll see all of his captions or all of his like poses are very much so like, look at me.
Look at me now. but yeah, so that's cool. It looked like you had a good time out there.
Also,
pictures look fly.
And yeah, thank you. Yeah, and the Weeknd put on a great set that honestly, like, sometimes I forget how much I love the Weeknd until I hear all of his music.
Yeah,
and a beautiful set list, and I was like, fuck, I listen to all of his stuff.
What was there was a couple other people that were out there that was like, who was before that?
Like, what do you mean?
I don't know, other artists that were you were snapping. Like,
Bruno Mars. I saw, who did I see? I'm like looking at my thing. I saw Taylor Bennett, who's Chance the Rapper's younger brother.
Oh, wow.
I saw The Neighborhood. I saw Post Malone, who I did not like him live. He did a bad job.
Really?
Yeah, it was upsetting.
Damn.
I saw Carly Rae Jepsen. I saw Dua Lipa, who she was great.
Dua Lipa, that was the one
she
I saw.
She was great. I love her.
Hell yeah.
I love her.
She's on the Future Bachelor podcast playlist
she
on
is.
Spotify.
She is.
Oh, shout out to Amber Penna. Like, I'm going to give her a shout out. She texted me like the other week and she's like, I need that link to your Spotify. Like, this girl is checking for the music. She needed, she knew that our playlist is the one with all
the
hot new.
And those the old new, like the hot old.
Oh, even if they're old, we're making a new because it's like, because we're bringing it back to you. And some of these people might have not even heard those songs.
True chains.
I mean, pretty much we didn't have another kickball game because it's been raining.
It's
like
been
hell.
Raining, and I think it's supposed to freaking rain tomorrow too. We're gonna see. Who knows?
Well, I won't be able to do tomorrow's kickball game because I'll be getting ready to head out to NYC and then moving right when I get back. So it's just
I've done
a
that.
Lot going
this
on.
Actually is right around when I've moved most years, and I would go to Lollapalooza and then come back and move.
All right,
and
well, I'd then I feel myself. A lot better about what I got going on. So
you're like, cool. We both have like made these poor choices for ourselves.
Well, one of the smartest choices I did this time moving was getting movers.
Like, yes, that's, honestly.
Just move all the big stuff, yeah. And I'll just take everything else in a couple
pro
trips.
Pro tip,
or
get movers for the big stuff.
It's worth it. It's worth it. Shout out to the movers. Because I ain't lifting anything.
Yeah, we know you have no arm strength.
Yeah, shut up. I hate you. But yeah, so I also, this past weekend, was celebrating my friends Christina and Jay's wedding. That's going to be in September. I'll have to fly up again for another wedding to New York.
Hashtag the Fly Kids.
Yeah, the Fly Kids. I'm all over the place. But so that was fun. Rooftop pool. We were doing barbecue. And then my friend Ansley and Salem, they were throwing a little party over at Ansley's new place.
No, it looked cool.
Yeah, Jordan came through. We had a bunch of the crew. It was really nice. So we got to do it again over there. So, mm-hmm. But I know we have to get into some cricket. Nothing?
I mean.
Yeah, I knew. That was pretty good.
It was okay.
What? Come on. Come on. Were you just not going to say anything because we didn't want to say anything? Or I just feel like now I need to know. How did I do, V? How did I do?
It was.
How did I do?
It was better.
Oh. Whatever.
Hey, I'm all just right. trying to keep making you better. Quick hits. You're gonna be the most amazing at it by like I think episode.
Hey,
30.
Remember that time you all right? Remember that time you commented on Zach Sims' picture about being he needs to go tanning or something, and then I trolled you underneath it, and it was like I'm just trying to make you great, and I was like he's already great, and then everybody turned against you.
No, not everybody. It was literally just Zach being like, thanks, man. It wasn't even people turning against me. Fuck
Aww.
You.
Aww. Poor V.
Oh, my God.
We're all great already.
Oh, my God.
You know that.
You could always be better.
Oh, my God. All right. So, quick hits. What do we got?
Well, I'm hopping to one of my quick hits.
Do you have quick hits?
A lot of mine agree with these.
Okay,
so
cool. Let's go.
I'm going to hop to Demi Lovato because that's important to me.
Cool. That's a little update from last week.
Yeah. So, Demi Lovato has been discharged. She's taking some time. She took to Instagram to say how, you know, she's thankful for all the love and support that everybody has been giving her. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, she is just really going to take some time to figure herself out, and that, like, you know, it's an ongoing battle with her mental health and with her condition, everything like that. And I think
her addictions.
Yes. And that she's like, I wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. So, she's definitely working on that. I think she's going to just kind of be like radio silent for a little while.
Probably good for her.
I think so.
It sounds like she kind of fell off and fell hard. So
yeah, I mean, I'm you know, continuing to wish her the best, just because she's definitely been a huge role model for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And she just, you know, deserves to feel better, and to, you know, I actually think it's good for people to see this full progression of her, just because it shows that, like, even, you know, she's just as human as anybody else. But I feel like the way that it was handled, it wasn't like super scandalized. Like, she's been so transparent. She even like says that in her little note, I've always been transparent about my journey with addiction.
Yeah, I think it's like when people start seeing that you're like hiding it or doing the whole, mm-hmm, like famous person route, where it's like always got to be spun into some like different story than what it actually is, just to save your face. Like, so people want that real. They always have. When you're authentic and you are yourself, and, you know, we all have our faults, and, you know, we definitely want her to get better and stuff. So
yep.
Moving along, what else we got?
So Kourtney Kardashian and her young hot friend
they've been done, I guess.
They're done.
Yeah. Apparently, they were already on the rocks when we talked about it a couple, mm-hmm, weeks of him
with
talking about his booty pic. Yeah.
And I guess there's already pictures of him, like, you know, hugging some thot on the beach.
Yeah, she's
like,
so
he is moving along quite quick. Yeah. I mean, he's like a hot Frenchman. I'm sure there's plenty.
Yeah. She, I guess, met him during some type of like,
it was a
fashion week or something like that
in Paris.
We knew that was going to be short lived.
I mean, I was surprised it lasted even as long as it did. And I feel like, so the new season, the Kardashians just started. So, like, you know, that's like stuff that happened maybe like just a couple months ago. ago or whatever, because it's showing Chloe pregnant and everything like that. So it's like a couple months prior to like right now. But it was even just showing some stuff with like her and Scott. I know Scott, I think he's going to be getting his own show soon.
Oh, yeah. He's dating that like 19-year-old girl.
Yeah, he's still dating Nicole Richie's younger sister. I forget her first name right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's 19. But like,
she's about to turn 20.
Okay.
Age is just a number, V. Age is just a number, right?
Okay. But so I don't know if like there could ever be something with them ever again. Who knows? I feel like she's...
I don't know. In an episode, he was trying to get her help to like decorate his house, and she was not having it. Well, she showed up, but
he's something else. So I don't know. But
yeah, he's got his own issues too.
He's got plenty.
So they broke up. We have a lot of news on Drake. Yeah, I mean, we talked about the In My Feelings challenge, or I don't know if we did or not, but like that's been a huge thing the last couple weeks since the album dropped.
And he finally released his video for it, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah. Dude, I thought it was great too.
His acting
in the beginning with Lala was just like
so funny.
Like usually I would think that Drake acting would be corny or something, but he was really good in that character.
He was good, and he was purposely like kind of like, you know, the F-boy type. hey girl, I mean, I was just trying to come talk to you.
Yeah,
like,
they had the mom from the Cosby's.
Yes,
Lala's mom.
Yes. And she's like, you're a grown ass man, go home.
He's like, oh, I dropped my contact or something like that. I was just cracking up. Like I had the biggest cheese on my face, like, because it was a good video.
So funny.
Like, you know, he did a great job acting. And then
it's like he was an actor on a teen drama for a long time.
Yeah, but so true. But I don't know. It's just like even this character he played seems like it would be hard to play, I feel like, but he did it so good.
It was so funny.
Then the way like the twist at the end, he like wakes up out of a dream and he starts talking about like real life, like it was a dream. Like he's like, I don't know, like I made up this song about some girl named Kiki and everyone started doing his dance and Will Smith was there.
I loved it. I think it was just a really good, like, relevant way to make a music video, especially after like knowing that everybody has already, it's like already gone viral. Like there's been videos made to that song by, you know, famous dancers, famous people, just because they're all doing like
everybody
the Shiggy challenge.
Every somebody.
And so like everybody, I feel like it was a good take that wasn't like so far from what like culture has already been discussing, but also was still like very unique.
Yeah. So did you know that kid Shiggy before he did this? I didn't either.
Not at all.
So apparently Drake let him direct in that video.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
So he's like an actor in it, in which he did a really good job. Yeah. He's really funny.
That was
but
so good.
He directed that video. So that was a huge look for Shiggy, man. Like to come up with a dance to directing the video.
He's like, wow, I did it.
Yeah, and not only that, but like he's going to be, I think, a good actor. Like, you know.
Yeah, he's definitely
funny. He's like exactly what we need right now.
I hope that he just, you know, stays past the expiration, the cultural like expiration date.
I think he
will. This stuff. So hopefully he'll just like continue to make a name for himself. Otherwise, he's not just always known as like, hey, he's the guy who did that dance.
But still, like, I mean, he's doing something right if Drake is letting him direct his music video for such a big song.
Oh, I agree.
And I don't think Drake expected that song to be as big, and Shiggy made it huge.
He did, yeah. I don't think Drake expected that to be like the breakout hit from that album.
Well, because it sounds a lot like that last hit that he did. Like, what was it called? Man, all these songs have been coming out. I'm forgetting songs that just came out like a couple months ago.
Nice for What?
Yes, thinking? Nice for What. It kind of reminds me of that one, like the same type of beat. But speaking of Shiggy, like I saw him like put out like this PSA. Like people have been concerned.
Because people have been like hurting themselves by doing stuff in the moving cars.
He never intended the dance to be in a moving car. Like he just did the dance and people started like doing this whole moving car thing. And have you seen the fails?
Yeah, they're horrifying.
Yeah, they're really bad.
Like, I'm like scared. Like these people are like,
I can't tell if some of them are real or fake, but some of them get hit by cars.
Okay, like some of these people don't know how to like ghost ride the whip the right way. So like when they're doing it and then they're like having their friends like put their foot on the gas or like whatever.
Some of them are not even like,
and then
like,
they're like,
but they're doing it by themselves
cars.
And
yeah,
stuff.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Running into poles, like cars coming from the other direction, God. Or just like straight up not being able to hop back into cars. So he's like, dude, stop doing it. Like someone, I'm surprised someone hasn't died doing it yet.
Maybe
these
we just
people,
don't know.
And that honestly gives me into maybe like, we'll get into a quick topic of the week.
Oh, and, geez.
Yeah, I was unintended. But what's with these challenges? Why are people doing everything for the gram?
Okay, that's what I like. There's so many dumb challenges that I don't
And
understand.
We all, I got faulted. I'll be faulted because I've done like ice water challenges and stuff like that.
I remember I just was like, I'm going to donate. I think I got like nominated by somebody else to do. I think I did it with a group of my, I was an RA at the time, and I did it with my RA people, and we like nominated another like hall, to, mm-hmm. like another residence hall. But I like remember, I think someone tried to nominate me like individually, and I was like, I'm just gonna donate to the like society that this is all about, because I feel like a lot of people aren't actually donating. Like, I'd rather just donate and not deal with like this whole ice water challenge.
Yeah, no, I like doing it, but it's fun. I know it's fun, but like, dude, but, like this one is. If I see one more like Kiki challenge dance,
and
like
crazier, and
not also, even just crazy, just like annoying. It's like, at some point you have to know that it's been done. Like, you're not like,
I know
special.
And I feel like we might even be above some of these crazy challenges. Like, I feel like my younger brothers are like two of my younger brothers are like Gen Z, mm-hmm. and I feel like that's where a lot of these challenges like permeate, and because they're the ones that are like all up in their Instagram stories or Musical.ly or like whatever the heck.
Yeah.
And following all
the
this
Musical.ly one is weird as hell too.
It's so weird. Following all those different like influencers and yeah. stuff, like people who used to be Vine stars before Vine died. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like some of them I just don't get. Like, I feel like my brothers this past weekend when I was hanging out with them and going to Lala with them, some of the stuff that they were referring to, I was like, I'm like, the only reason why I kind of know about that is because our radio stations. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember, but like they're
like a Tide Pod challenge.
Okay, well that's crazy. That's like, remember how there was like the cinnamon challenge, and
yeah.
which doctors were like, please stop doing this. And then it's like, and then like Gen Z like one-upped it. They're like, we're gonna do the Tide Pod challenge. She's like, no, please, like, don't eat those. Like, what are you doing? That's, like, just legitimate chemicals.
Poison. Yeah, people are stupid. But, yeah, so I just wanted to go on a little rant about that. Like, what's
I do.
With it's just, like, it's just crazy. Like, there's another one that I'm seeing right now called the, like, Zoom Challenge. Have you seen that?
What
where,
is
like,
that?
It's I forgot what song it is, but it's, like, hopping out the back door or something like that. And then it goes, Zoom. Like
yeah,
the,
yeah, yeah.
And then they'll pull, like, the baby's legs and it'll look
yes,
like they're.
Yes, I've seen that. Yeah. I've seen those everywhere.
Yeah. So it's, like, dangerous as hell. Like, you're smack the baby's head like on the back of like as you're pulling them,
or
it
like
looks like
even,
the car's taking
like,
off
even
but.
Like yeah, your friends like or whatever, like stop fucking
but
hurting
people have been doing this even before social media
yeah,
though. Like
no.
Growing up, like I remember we used to do like the bottle caps like on I don't know, we used to like take a bottle cap and like rub it on your arm to give you like a
like,
circle
ew,
scar
ew
or
that's like chicken but
yeah.
Like
we used to do like
I remember there was coning where you'd go through the like McDonald's drive through and you'd get
yeah.
And you'd like
grab it by the ice cream.
Yeah. Or then there is you remember when planking was a big thing and people would just be like planking.
Dude, people are so stupid.
Everywhere. I feel like there was other ones similar. Oh, and then splits on trees where everybody would do like splits on like random
parkour.
Yeah.
Parkour.
Yeah. So it's been going on.
Yeah.
And they're all just dumb. And now I feel like
the craziest ones are like the ones that they climb all the way to the top of like skyscrapers and
like plank. And
yeah. Sure. Not even just plank. They're just like standing. It's just crazy. I don't know how.
I don't know. I don't know why. Like, I just like.
Wow.
It's just like these people have too much time on their hands.
Yeah. People are dying. People are dying because of the challenges, the death challenges.
Guys, just stop freaking eating Tide Pods, okay?
No, I feel like they can make a movie about real life and it would just be
I feel
scary.
Like just think about in the future when people look back on these things and it's like yeah
in the history
like,
books like yeah, there was a time where like news
books.
Had
they're
to tell people
like
to stop
virtual,
eating Tide Pods
yeah,
yeah.
Tide yeah oh,
so
God.
So yeah so like we got a big week of Bachelor news so why don't we just
let's
get
just
into
hop
that.
Right into it
yeah.
Because I feel like we have a lot to say
yeah I kind of just caught up on everything but I'm gonna let you take it away. What do we got?
So Bachelorette finale was on Monday of this week. Okay, so the entire world seemed super, like, surprised with who she chose, but I was not.
Yeah, we knew this all along.
We've been predicting this. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not even much to predict. Like, when it comes to The Bachelorette,
like,
every time they get the first impression
like
rose,
yeah, that's literally what I said. JoJo gave her first impression rose to Jordan. They ended up together. Rachel gave her first impression rose to Brian. They ended up together. Mm-hmm. Caitlyn gave her first impression rose to Sean. They ended up together. So it's just like, I feel like that's a more formula for The Bachelorette than it is for The Bachelor. I feel like The Bachelor, I think we talked about this before. The Bachelor's like, oh, this chick's hottest.
Yeah.
And I gave it to her. But I definitely feel like it's like, come on. And also, like, do not other people, like, I feel like more people need to watch the show like how we watch the show, because like we really analyze how it's being made,
yeah,
and like how it's being produced, for and sure, everything like that. And how, like, I watch and I'm like, oh, look at how they're editing this to make us, I'm like, you can easily tell there's it's a set formula every single time. Like the way that she, I said it in my tipsy talks and was like, oh look, they're showing so much more of Blake, and so like, and making her seem like, you know, that she's upset with like how the family's reacting to whoever and like whatever and stuff like that. And I'm like, so then, you know, for sure Blake's not gonna get the rose, like it's just, yeah, a fact.
But I also think like the way they set it up also sets like one of them up for failure, like. And maybe they already know, like, she's going to pick the other one. But, like, the fact that, like, whoever goes second, like, meeting the parents always kind of gets jacked, I feel like. Like, yeah, whoever has to meet the parents, yeah, second is going to get jacked because, like, the first one will like come in and, well, like, yeah, kill it. He, like, killed it. He killed it with the folks. That's, like, how I would do. But it'd be hard to do that.
He's so dumb, though. I could not take most of anything.
What, the crying said and all that?
I don't think, like, crying is dumb. I think it's good to show, like, emotional vulnerability, especially in men. But I just felt like... He's just like Garrett to me personally. Like every time he speaks, I'm just like, oh my God, you have like such a hard time putting together words into a sentence. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I just feel like he, and like even there's like so many tweets and stuff of a comparison of like how Blake would be like, oh my, like I really want to be with her because of all these like specific reasons. Like we'd be really good to grow each other's relationship together. Like we're really going to be great equal partners, blah, blah, blah. And like literally Garrett's all like, I love her freckles and the way she says bag.
He's so monotone too. Like the way he says,
like, I was like, oh my God. Like,
why is everything like, why does he have to grin with everything too? He's always so, just like smiling.
I think he's like a low-key sociopath. I just think it's, yeah, and okay, my thing, my one of my biggest pet peeves was, why did she even let Blake get all the way to nearly bending down to do the whole butt in his face? Also, like, you could tell it was so freaking hot.
Yeah, they, like, set you up for that, though. That's, like, what they, like, want. So, that's so bad.
But I love when I remember people gave, like, Andy so much, like, shit when she went and pretty much told, I think it was, like, Nick or whoever, like, don't come and propose to me. Like, my heart's set with Josh. And people are like, oh, I can't believe she did that. I'm like, I would rather that. Like, I would rather not, like, I feel like work myself up.
If the Bachelor is going to do, or Bachelorette is going to do what they did, like, if they want to have some type of like hurt, like build up to crush, they shouldn't do it like that.
That's so brutal.
Like, they should have them get ready, like get suited up and stuff, and then she like comes knocking on their door to, yeah, tell them not to come, and then the other one wouldn't
because
know
the, and then, but the audience would still react the same, and like the audience would still get like the, like they'd,
like,
be
on her,
like,
way down,
oh my
to go
God,
stand there,
she's coming to the door, like the audience would still get,
yeah, the,
like, what they want the audience to get out of it. Mm-hmm. I think,
because you wouldn't know who's behind the door.
Yeah.
They're both getting ready.
Yeah. And then you'd be like, ah. But yeah, no. And then my thing is, like, I feel like that's a less cruel to the other guy.
Also, the picking out the ring thing.
Oh, my God. Brutal.
So what they should do instead, this is my idea, instead of doing both of them get to pick out the ring, Neil Lane should go to one door, knock, and she should go to the other door, knock, and the other one picks out a ring.
Neil Lane needs that airtime, you know.
Yeah, but still, but like Neil Lane, that's the way they should do it. Like the other one picks out the ring, the other one gets broken out with like Becca, and then she walks down, and she, you know, yeah, the other one doesn't know if, like, you know, I guess they would know if they picked out the ring, so they, yeah, have to both pick
they
out.
They both
the ring.
Have to pick it.
Yeah,
but I also just didn't love Becca's reasoning for why she didn't want to end up, like, why she knew that Blake and her weren't going to be good together. She's like, we're just like too similar, which, like, first of all, I'm like, that's cop out. And then she just kept saying about how, like, his, you know, she was worried about, like, how his anxiety or anything like that was going to react to different things.
You know, I honestly didn't mind that, because that is, I mean, as hard or weird it might have came out, like, it's the truth. Like, those are things you would think about, right? Like, once you look back, and it's, I mean, maybe she didn't think that in the moment, but after seeing the show, I think she's realized, she's like, whoa, that's like definitely a red flag, so I'm happy with my decision. But I don't know.
I don't love the way that that was all portrayed, though, because it portrays how he, I mean, like, the way that he was dealing, he has been through, like, major trauma in his life.
Yeah, but she doesn't have to be a psychiatrist or
I'm
whatever.
Not, oh, as someone who has taken on so much emotional labor for so many men in my life, I completely agree with that. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying that I think the way he was acting, yes, was he kind of whiny at times? Sure. Was he a little needy at times? Yeah. But the way he was reacting and stuff and the way that people portrayed him as being like unstable, I think is not okay. Like, I don't think that's okay. As someone who like deals with anxiety myself, like I definitely know that's like something I bring to the table in any relationship that I have, that like that's not something everybody's able to, you know, handle in different ways or understand.
But that's just not healthy for the person personally, because I think he got in his own way. He got in his own head, just like you and everyone gets in their own head. Like you are a product of like what you're putting out, like your energy. You know what I'm saying? Garrett never really had a negative energy about it.
Yeah, because he's stupid.
Regardless.
And
like,
he did. And he did like, have a negative energy because he had all those racist, misogynistic, and other things that he liked. And the way that they took that whole apology and just brushed right over it, we're like, yeah.
No, but I mean, like,
I thought that was bullshit.
I'm talking about like in the game, though. Like, you know, if you sit here and second guess, you're going to start getting in your head, giving off weird vibes. She's going to take weird vibes, and it's just going to affect your game. Like, Garrett didn't give that. He was just all smiles and all about it. Even if he doubted it at any point, he didn't let her know. And I think it's just like confidence and like and positive energy goes a long way.
I think I agree with that, but I also just think it's not realistic to think that people are always going to be that same way. And like I guess I'm someone who's like very, very real with anybody that I'm dating, and that I like let them in pretty quickly into like how I may react or like be in certain situations, or, you know, maybe different like anxiety triggers or like panic attacks and things like that that I have, because I don't want them to think that I'm always going to be acting the same exact way, because then if they don't, then if like I all of a sudden act a certain way because of what my mental health is dealing with, then they're going to be surprised. And then I'd rather them, you know, either know from the get-go what they've got or not.
Yeah. I just think like personally too, like her and Garrett look better together, and the vibes are better.
I mean, I think
they're,
both those guys are honestly not great. She had an awful group of guys, except for a couple of the good ones, Jason, Wills, Joe, that she sent home on night one. But like,
I don't know. I don't know what, but I guess let's get into
my final thought before we get into that. I just think it's interesting how she ends up with someone who has liked and, you know, favorited things about how Parkland shooting victims were crisis actors versus the actual victim of a school shooting. Just a little.
Yeah.
Little something to think about.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I was reading, but he's already addressed it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it was also like, it was very much so. He addressed it, but it was very.
And if they were going to address that, they should have addressed a whole bunch of other stuff too.
Well, yeah. They didn't. They didn't.
So, you know, to bring it back up, it's just kind of like throwing him under, you know, it's setting him up, like, you know, to be a target on national television.
Like,
why would he come and do that?
I mean, they didn't, the way that they addressed
it. It's not like he ignored it. He straight up was like, dude, like, I have stuff to learn. I messed up. Like, people will make mistakes.
Yeah, but I just feel like she didn't address it in a way that was like, I'm ready to be there.
Did she address it at all?
Barely. No.
I mean, like, at all? Like, not even on the show?
They just were like, yeah, I mean, like, we've, you know, come out with whatever, and I still believe that, like, he's a good person. But I feel like she, like,
I just feel like that's a simple conversation between people that like each other. It'd be like, I'm stupid. I'm sorry. I thought
also,
stupider, and I'm
like,
trying to grow up.
I would want her to be
and,
like, hey, like, a lot of the things that you, like, liked or followed or whatever are inherently incorrect.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to help you grow. I'm excited for us to grow together in our learning and understanding of things. And I feel like that was not, I feel like she just dismissed it as like, don't worry about it.
I'm not trying to make an excuse for anybody. I'm just saying that, you know, people make mistakes. If you go, like, if I go back far enough on my Facebook, I say some stuff that I don't even, like, it's not like bad or anything, but I say stuff that I don't recognize. I'm like, when did I ever, was I a person that cared about this?
My thing is like, but that was years ago. Mm-hmm. Homie did this like months ago.
Yeah.
So people change. People can learn. People can be whatever. Well, but man, I also think
he probably just didn't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? People just like are so ignorant and just never learn until they learn.
I agree. And I just think it's like I wanted her to address it as more of a like, I see this and we're talking together to like learn and better improve each other.
Kind of. I just think that like the Bachelor is trying to get to back on a better playing field because for a while every season
they're not doing a good job.
Well, every season they were just like nobody was staying together. Now they got a good run of people actually getting together, staying together, getting married, having kids. Like this is like the show they want right now. So they're not going to address any of that stuff. They'd rather not have that controversy. That's not good controversy for them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Good controversy is like the Ari situation last season. That's good controversy. Not like they want to be able to catch that stuff beforehand. So they're going to probably do a lot better. You probably won't see too much of that stuff moving forward, especially with the Leo or not the Leo stuff. Oh, the Leo stuff. We haven't even talked about that. But before we talk about that, let's talk about what happened to Paradise. Well, no, not even that. We got a little time. You were talking about Rachel Lindsay, like kind of.
Oh yeah.
Comparing.
So Rachel has been doing, I guess, recaps for people, like exclusive recaps for people of each episode of Becca's season, and I guess she was a little bit miffed about the way that Becca's finale was handled versus how her finale was handled. So, like, she had to sit there live with the live audience watching her finale the entire time. Becca did not have to do that. And she's like, I had to deal with that the entire time as people, like, and relive that trauma as people, you know, dealt with that. And the way that her entire finale was portrayed was more about, like, her breakup with Peter and like kind of portraying her more as like a typical like angry black woman. And like you didn't really see a lot of like the love story part of like her, like her crying about how excited she was for Brian's proposal or like Brian, like, you know, being like, I'm so excited to propose to you kind of deal. Like you didn't see that as much.
I kind of want to go over this like really fast though, like because I think with her, if I'm saying from my personal viewing of that season, she was into Peter the whole time, and it looked like at the end she kind of switched up to Brian. So, well, and also on top of that, Becca,
Peter was. I would not blame her. I would blame Peter. Peter was the one who was like, meh, at the very end too.
I think he was just being real. Like he was just like, look, like I like you.
I mean, she was into both of them. I mean,
she was just like kind of putting a lot of pressure on
him. I don't think she was more into Peter than she was into Brian for the entire season.
For sure, the whole time.
I don't think so. Okay. That's not how I viewed it.
All right, well, we'll put out a poll. But I'm telling you, she did. The whole time it was Peter. And then she was waiting until like the second to last episode to be like, okay. And then he didn't say what she wanted. And that's when she like kind of was like, all right, I'm going with Brian.
Well, that's a lot of what she like pretty much talks about in this article is about how that's portrayed way differently than what had actually happened.
Maybe. But like as far as the show goes, like that's what I saw. And I think Becca had a good point too about her being like, you know, she had to go through a different, it's just different experiences each season. Like, you know, she had to go through having a 2-part episode season finale of her getting broken up with by Ari. So it's like, you know, Rachel didn't have to go through any of that stuff. It's just going to be different.
Like in general, ABC is cruel. When it comes to that,
So then we had Bachelor in Paradise. I actually completely forgot it was coming the next day. So I had a lot to catch up on today to watch, but Bachelor in Paradise was something I've been waiting for and did not disappoint. They definitely set it up perfectly.
Excited.
And the producers are like really good at it because I feel like they play like a game of chess and they're always really good at making
moves. You can
really
tell. See, I love watching Paradise, especially for this, because you could tell how they like stage everything. Like, I mean, they purposely brought Colton in later because they wanted the whole build up with Tia. They wanted to give Tia that date card first, have her have to pick someone else.
Yeah. And but they could not have banked on her picking Chris and actually liking him. That's the genius part about it. Yeah. That's the game of chess they're playing. They're like, they're like setting up moves, but like, for the magic to actually happen, like that's all luck. Like for Tia to pick him, maybe they also have some privy information. Like she was like, I think Chris is cute or something like that. So they probably definitely have that information.
Yeah, they definitely
do. But it played out really well for TV. And I just was like, oh man, this is good. So you see all your like, you know, your players of the game, like some pretty big, like they got like a lot of people in there, a lot of good looking people. And
then they have some couple of randos like Angela from Nick's season. Totally didn't remember her at all.
She's hot though.
She's hot.
Then they had that dude that was talking to Chelsea.
Nick.
That guy is weird.
Nick
as hell.
He's from this just this past season. He was the no socks guy. He's one of the many random, like I like to call them the Orlando F boys, just because there's like four of them.
Yeah.
And they all are awful.
Wow.
Him and Chris and whoever.
Yeah. And they had a bunch of people. So, but as much as like as attractive as all the people were, they weren't like like diving in. I don't feel like they like, well, there was a lot of couples establishing, but like, you would think Kendall that they would all
even,
go crazy.
Kendall even said that. She's like, I thought people are going to be a little bit more aggressive. I feel like people are a little tentative because of how last season started.
I don't even think it's that. I think it's the fact that they can't drink that much.
Yeah, but they were, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, if they were drinking, they would be a lot like different, I feel like. Which shows
which
you.
Which I feel like, I don't know if the whole like drinking limit is still in effect. Like, I have a really hard time telling, but I'm sure like they have like a
I didn't see anybody wasted. Yeah, I didn't see anybody really. Like, there was the one time he was talking about tequila, but there was like not really like.
Which I feel like they maybe if they don't even have like a hard set like Wells like has to stop serving them situation, mm-hmm. they probably have all been like prepped heavily by producers to
not
like,
even just that, but I think that they're just like becoming more conscious of you know what the show is and how they look on TV. Like this is all business opportunities, so if they're sitting there getting wasted on TV just to have a good time, they know that they're gonna look stupid. Like people are catching on, you know, to you know what the rules are and stuff.
I get it.
And
true.
It makes not for, you know, as much like sex and all this stuff, but like I thought they did pretty good for not having like it being that crazy. You know, you had the Kendall stuff going down. You had the Crystal stuff, which is kind of crazy that Crystal is like kind of getting in there with what's his name, Kevin.
Kevin, yeah. Okay, they seem good together, though.
Oh yeah, I mean Kevin. But this little tidbit of knowledge that came out of that was Kevin saying,
okay, yes,
Jared and
Kevin,
Ashley cheated.
Yeah, so Kevin like spilled the tea because I remember.
But you also have to think about the timing of them filming the show too. Like, this is way before like we got to see that they got engaged or they were even together.
Like, well, I mean, it was like right when that was happening.
Yeah.
So like it was way before. It was like week. It was like a week. It was during that week. But he spilled the tea, which I didn't know, but obviously no one, but it was like, so like, I literally had to rewind to like hear it again. I was like, wait a second, what? So he said how, I guess, you know, Jared and, Ashley started talking again after, Ashley started dating
it all makes
Kevin.
Sense like Jared straight up was just like, oh wow, Kevin thinks Ashley's hot, now I want to marry her. Like, dude, it's whack as hell.
Yeah,
Jared,
I guess,
you
like
suck.
She made out with him while they were still, well,
yeah, Ashley, you suck too. That sucks. If you're cheating on Kevin because like of Jared and whatever, like let them be happy or whatever, but that's goes to show you it's not just like true magic and stuff. Like Jared had all this time and it wasn't until Kevin came along and actually showed interest
bullshit.
That Jared,
he's always seen weaselly.
He's a little weasel, dude. Like, he's so... I don't know why, but Jared's always rubbed me the wrong
I've
way.
I've never understood the appeal.
Well, because he always tried to talk like he's going to be the next Bachelor or something like that. I think he was holding off to be the next Bachelor. I bet you anything that's why he held off from Ashley so long, because he had such a big, like, people,
he
like
just,
like Kayla, like that hot Asian girl, like she was like, you know, he was like, people liked him.
Which I didn't get. I never understood the appeal of Jared because like I felt
he's
like
he's got like a Tom Cruise thing going on.
I felt like his personality was not very enticing.
Not at all.
I don't know. He always just seemed weaselly.
He just kind of, at first he kind of seemed like the underdog, like in Caitlyn's season, right?
Yeah.
And then he kind of became, and then he came to Bachelor in Paradise and became a hot commodity. And now, you know, it's just kind of crazy to see how, you know, someone comes along and then you just like realize like, oh my God, she's being taken by another hot guy. I got to like lock this down. So it looked like Ashley, I cheated on Kevin, and Jared and her now are going to get engaged or got engaged and
they
now going to get married.
Yeah.
So,
down near the chapel.
And then, yeah, so Tia ends up going on a date with Colton. So it's going to be very interesting to see how next week plays
Joe's
out.
Joe's getting in there, getting there with Kendall. And
Joe,
then,
damn, he was getting in there with a lot of girls.
Well, all the girls, I mean, he's adorable.
All right. I take back, though. Like, I don't think he's Bachelor material.
He's kind of quiet. He's kind of awkward.
No, it's not even the quiet.
He's
it's
awkward.
Just like,
he wouldn't be able to hold the presence.
Yeah, I feel like
I get it. Yeah. No, I get it. I love him for that. I feel like
he's too street. I feel like he's too street to like
street.
Yeah,
he's like a mobster, dude.
Yeah, no, I don't know what it is.
Low key, like there's no way he's not part of like he's part of like one of the Chicago like kind of mafia fams. Like I know it in my soul. Like there's no way he's not from Melrose, and he isn't. Like there is just no way.
Do you have any predictions for the rest of the season, what's gonna happen?
Well, I just predict based on the things, I'm gonna see a lot of crying from Kendall. There's like gonna be several love triangles. There's
the Tia one is gonna be interesting.
Tia, Colton, Chris, it's gonna be Kendall, Leo, Joe, I don't know, Annalise,
Crystal, Kevin, and someone.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know who Bibiana. I'm trying to figure out who Bibiana's gonna get with.
They showed like a couple making out by the stairs. Did you see who that was?
I think that was Annalise and somebody.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out who the guy was.
I don't know. I don't
remember. They didn't really tap into that at all.
I don't know.
And I was wishing they were gonna show more of the couples, but
I was wishing we were gonna get more Wells commentary than we got.
Yeah.
When does Yuki come? When does Yuki come and be a bartender with him?
I don't know. There must be something with like her getting here or something, but she's gonna show up at some point.
I'm just interested to see who else shows up and like in what order they show up. But Leo is already, even in the previews, is already looking like a sociopath.
Yeah.
Like with how he's like being like, have good luck with the grocery store bitch, and like looking to like freaking fight people.
Speaking of Leo, what's happened with him lately?
Okay, so Leo, I think we talked about it. Did we talk about it last week about Becca, baby Becca, and saying all the stuff about how he's like sexually harassed people, mm-hmm. etc. And then of course, like, you know, he put on his Instagram how he's like, I've never personally been accused of any sexual harassment. I'm like, yeah, okay, what victim would ever go up to their, you know, their perpetrator and be like, hey, you made me feel uncomfortable, or you sexually harassed me. Like, nobody.
I just think like is there any proof? Is there proof?
I mean,
I guess we'll find out after the investigation
There's proof of him saying shit on people's Instagrams. Like,
I mean, we'll see if that's enough. But they suspended him from Universal Studios as a stuntman. So, and pending an investigation of the sexual harassment that he's being accused of, so we'll see if what happens with that.
But
you know, Leo was like someone we really liked, but like it's kind of crazy how all this stuff.
Yeah, I liked him for about 2 seconds, and then I heard all this stuff about him, and just the way that he's even been so dismissive and everything. Like, even if like some of these people are lying or whatever, the way that he's treating it is just not. It's not okay, and it's just really the way he was like, I mean, was I a part of the culture, the movies, the whatever? Yeah, and like for me, that's just I don't think that's a good enough reasoning of being like, yeah, it's definitely okay, even if I did act that way.
I don't know too much about it, but I guess we'll see. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on with Bachelor. What'd you think about the intro? All the intros for everyone.
They're so funny. I think it's like my favorite part. My current roommate, she has never like watched any of these shows or anything, and I was watching it yesterday, watching Paradise, and she's like, oh my god, do they actually, is this the real openings that they do for this?
Yeah.
I was like, yes, the show likes to laugh at itself. It knows it's ridiculous.
I know, like everyone's already thinking about what their opening is probably before they come.
Paradise, and like the whole like the buildup of the feud between Jordan and David, that's something that's probably gonna happen.
I'm so sick of David, dude.
Dude, David is so annoying.
Yeah.
But I don't know who they're gonna fight over. I don't remember. I think it might be Jenna, mm-hmm. the one who always was like super peppy and hyper from Ari's season.
Yeah.
I think
she's
a couple
screws loose there. Yeah. I think.
That's gonna be another love triangle.
All right, so that's about our Bachelor stuff. That's a lot of stuff we got going on.
Yeah.
Let's get into our slapper of the week.
Let's do it.
Our slapper of the week comes from this last week's album.
Astroworld.
Well, Astroworld was one of the albums that dropped in the last week, and it was definitely most talked about, I feel like.
Yeah, that and then Swimming by Mac Miller probably.
Looking at the album cover, what we discussed last week, they removed all the girls. It looks like it's a whole
different cover.
Yeah, cover. So,
same like big like funhousey Travis.
It's not so much nighttime now; it's daytime and stuff. Yeah. But the songs all sounded pretty good. But there was one song that came out of it that kind of stood out. I was like listening to it, and I'm like,
this is a sick one.
Yeah. No pun intended. Our slapper of the week this week is gonna be called Sicko Mode, and it features Drake, and you got a little bit of Sway Lee of Ray Shrimmer in there. Travis Scott, man, he's kind of killing it with this.
Yeah, he was Thursday night headliner for Lala, and he actually, it was right before this dropped, and he played a couple songs off of Astroworld.
Yeah, so this one I think is like the standout one that a lot of people have been liking. There's a lot of good ones, but this is the one that kind of stood out to me the most. So
that's us.
So let's get into it. Our slapper of the week is Sicko Mode by Travis Scott, like we said, featuring Drake and Sway Lee of Ray Shrimmer. So let's get into it.
Slap Feature of the week.
This song slaps.
Slapper of the week. Let's go. I don't know. It already makes me bob my head, me.
Astro.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's got some vibes. Let's go.
Sun is down, freezing cold. That's how we already know. When it's here, my dog will probably do it for Louis Bell. That's just all he know, he don't know nothing else. I tried to show him. Yeah. I tried to show him.
Yeah.
Gone on you with the pick and roll. Younger flame, he in sicko mode.
Slacker of the week.
In the booth, hey. At the gate outside, when they pull up, they give me loose. Yeah, jump out, boys, that's Nike boys hopping our coast. This shit way too big, when we pull up, give me the loot. Was
do.
Off the Remy, had up at Post. Had to hit my old town to duck the news. 2-4-hour lockdown, we made no moves. Now it's 4 a.m. and I'm back up popping with the crew. I just landed in, Chase B mixes pop like Jamba Juice. Different color chains, see my jeweler really selling fruits. And they choking, man, know the crackers some, wish it was a news. Surrender retreat, we all in too deep. Plan for keeps, don't play us a week. Surrender retreat, we all in too deep.
Let's go!
This shit way too formal, y'all know I don't follow suit. Stacy Dash, most of these girls ain't got a clue.
Hey,
all of these
Stacey
hoes
Dash
I made off records
friends.
I produce.
Okay.
I might take all my exes and put them all in a group.
Whoa.
Hit my essays, I need the booch. About to turn this function into binaural. Told her hop in, you coming too. In the 305, bitches treat me like I'm Uncle Luke.
Hats
off the top
that.
Off, it's just
that.
A roof. She said, where we going? And I said, the moon. We ain't even make it to the room. She thought it was the ocean, it's just a pool. Now I got her open, it's just a ghost. Who put this shit together? I'm the glue.
Someone said.
Shorty face, Tommy out the blue.
Someone said.
Playing for keeps.
Someone
we
said.
To get that Drake verse.
Someone said.
I mean, I'm down.
Oh man, we in Astro World now. Woo! Yeah. Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Astro.
It's lit.
Yeah. Hey, hey. She's in love with who I am. Back in high school, I used to bust it to the dance.
Yeah.
Now I hit the FBO with duffels in my hands.
Hey.
I did have a Zen, 13 hours till I land. Had me out like a light, hey, like a light.
This song has many
like a
dabbable
light,
moments.
Slept through the flight, not for the night.
Oh my God.
767, man, this shit got double bedroom, man. I still got scores to settle, man. I crept down the block, made a right, cut the lights, pay the price, niggas think it's sweet. It's on sight, nothing nice, Vegas in my eyes, Jesus Christ, checks over stripes, that's what I like, that's what we like, lost my respect, you not a threat. When I shoot my shot, that shit wetty like on Shaq. See the shots that I took, wet like on Book, wet like on Lizzie. I be spinning valley circle blocks till I'm dizzy, like where is he, no one seen him, I'm trying to clean him.
Yeah, slapper of the week, sicko mode, Travis Scott
good,
featuring Drake.
That's a good kind of trap beat, you know?
Yeah, I love the way
when
it switches up
and stuff.
You're
trying to get a little ratchet.
Hell yeah.
That's the song
that
for it.
That was a sick song. I mean, it was also interesting to me to hear him talking about it because Travis Scott is in Kanye's camp.
Yeah.
So seeing the Drake feature on there kind of surprised
about.
Me.
Yeah.
And then he's also like talking smack about Adidas or something like that.
Yeah, that was kind of like... Boy,
so I guess like the Pusha T thing actually did mess up his deal because he was like bigging up like Nike or something. So, that was an interesting song. I really liked it. It came out of last Friday's release of Travis Scott's album Astroworld. So, take a look. Let us know what you think. V, how do you feel? We're going into the last podcast episode 20 of this time here in this apartment.
I mean,
I can finally let you leave.
Yeah, guys, I've been stuck here for that many weeks.
Yeah, many weeks.
For some reason, I had enough different outfits to wear though for these videos that we had.
I'll share my closet with you. But yeah, no. Strange. I mean, 20 episodes. Like, I continue to be proud of us.
We're open next week. We're legal to drink. Yeah, so, but hey, I think you know what's going down.
Hey! Do you got any shout-outs? What do you got?
Yeah, so I wanted to shout out my brothers that I hung out with this past weekend. My brother Vince, Frank, and Jack.
What up, Vince, Frank, and Jack?
Yeah, my own personal mob.
Nice.
They're great. They're all really awesome, and I've forced them to listen to this. Oh, my God, it's pouring outside.
Good luck out there.
Yikes. And I also wanted to shout out one of my really awesome friends who was also at Lala. She is a friend I made here in Atlanta. Then she's moved. Her job has moved her all over, but now she's up in, like, Madison, is working around the Chicagoland area as well. My friend Maggie Tridester.
What up, Maggie?
Follow her at A Babe with a Book and a Beer. She is super smart when it comes to awesome book recs and also beer recommendations.
Nice. Is this just like a blog? Or?
It's her. That's her Instagram, and she also has like a blog link to it. But
nice.
She posts great stuff. And she's just like awesome and fun. So
dope.
Follow her for her stories and everything like
shout
that.
Shout out Maggie. All right. Well, I want to give a shout out to Shanna and Katha from the kickball team.
Hey. Love those girls.
Yeah, Katha's been actually all over the place.
Katha is like a world traveler.
Yeah, she hit us from like Seoul or something like that.
She was in Bali and everything like
but,
that.
But you know, they hit me up about the podcast this week, so I want to give them a shout out. Thanks for listening wherever you guys were. And then my mom's friend Madison, she just started listening to the show, so I want to give a shout out. What up, Madison? She's like friends with my mom, but she's like,
hey, that's something.
I mean, she's young like us, so that's cool too. My mom is like hanging out with like young people and old people. It's crazy. My mom is awesome though, so shout out to my mom. Shout out to your mom too.
Yeah, shout out to both my parents. I got to hang out with both my parents at Lollapalooza. We do a family day where all my brothers and my parents are there. So.
Damn, that's what's up. Cool. So that was our shout outs. All right, guys. Well, that's been episode 20 of Future Bachelor. Next week we'll be in a new location. So if you guys have been checking the clips that we promote and stuff, it's gonna look a little different.
But we're still gonna look cute.
Yeah, and you know, this podcast has spawned a lot of like great ideas in my head that hopefully in the next 20 episodes or any episodes moving forward, you're gonna see some growth and new things coming with Future Bachelor. So definitely shout out to all the people that continue to listen to us, staying with us each week. You know, tell a friend. Shout out to all the people that subscribe and rate and review us.
DM us if you want stickers.
Yeah, we got stickers still. Follow us on Instagram. We just reached over 700 followers and we're continuing to grow. Like, I mean, a couple episodes ago we're just talking about trying to beat like 300, 400, and each week it's like we're getting another 100, so I'm really happy about that. So people are catching on. Future Bachelor, make sure you said I knew them from the beginning. You want to be one of those people. You want to be one of our compadres.
Yeah, our compadres.
Shout out to the compadres. Alright guys, we'll see you for our legal episode next week, episode 21. But we love you guys, and
episode
this has been Future
Bachelor.
Episode 20 fun. I like that. guys, this has been Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Deuces.
Future Bachelor Podcast.